Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It takes courage to face a painful reality. It's easier to bail out on a battered friendship than stay and work your way through to a better place. It's easier to give in to despair and self-pity than to go back to school and train for a new career. It takes guts to stand up for your convictions when you're under fire. It's often said, unless you stand for something, you'll fall for anything. The truth is, anytime you're willing to stand for something or try something new, somebody will take a shot at you. The English word courage is derived from the French word coeur, meaning heart. Hence the phrase, don't lose heart. It's easy to be brave when you feel strong, but it's much harder when you feel weak and inadequate. Yet that's when you need courage the most. General Omar Bradley remarked, "Bravery is the capacity to perform properly, even when you're scared half to death." And the courage he is referring to isn't hollow type. It has nothing to do with a fake it till you make it mentality. Courage means saying, if God promised it, I believe it, and moving forward despite the obstacles. If you need an injection of courage today, read and meditate on these verses. Number 1, be strong and do not give up. Your work will be rewarded. 2 Corinthians 15:7. Number 2, strengthen the limp hands and steady the feeble knees. Say to those with anxious hearts, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come. He will come to save you. Isaiah 35:3-4. Now that's courage.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.